我们既然是读经的聚会啊，所以好不好？开头的时候，我们先把今天要读的雅歌第一章，我们同声来读一遍。但是为着我们在网上啊，怕有背景的杂音，还有这个时间上面的间距 time lag 啊，我怕啊那个声音会彼此干扰，所以好不好？请弟兄姊妹呢，你能把你的麦克风先关掉，然后我来读，但是我盼望弟兄姊妹你都同声的读，好不好？这样我们可以呢，先把主的话啊，借着我们读哈、啊，存在心里面，然后我们开始交通。今天我们读雅歌书第一章，我们一起来第一节，所罗门的歌。是歌中的雅歌，愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情比酒更美，你的膏油馨香，你的名如同倒出来的香膏，所以众童女都爱你。愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。王带我进了内室，我们必因你欢喜快乐。我们要称赞你的爱情，甚是称赞美酒。他们爱你，你是理所当然的。耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我虽然黑，却是秀美，如同基达的帐篷，好像所罗门的幔子。不要因日头把我晒黑了，就轻看我。我同母的弟兄向我发怒，他们使我看守葡萄园，我自己的葡萄园却没有看守。我心所爱的啊，求你告诉我你在何处牧羊，小母在何处使羊歇卧。我何必在你同伴的羊群旁边，好像蒙着脸的人呢？你这女子中极美丽的，你若不知道，只管跟随羊群的脚中去，把你的山羊羔牧放在牧人帐篷的旁边。我的家偶，我将你比法老车上套的骏马，你的两腮因法变而秀美，你的颈项因珠串而华丽。我们要为你编上金辫，镶上银钉。王正坐席的时候，我的拿达香膏发出香味，我以我的良人为一袋墨药，藏在我怀中。我以我的良人为一颗凤仙花，在隐基底葡萄园中。我的佳偶，你甚美丽，你甚美丽，你的眼好像鸽子眼。我的良人啊，你甚美丽可爱。我们以青草为床榻，以香柏树为房屋的栋梁，以松树为船子。
So, brothers, sisters, greetings. Since we started have this fellowship, let's start with reading the first chapter of the Song of Songs. So, Brother Bo just read the first chapter.You want me to read it, Brother Paul?
Does it? 好，你读一遍好了，为着讲英语的弟兄姊妹。
Okay. Song of Songs, Solomon's Songs of Songs. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is more delightful than wine. Listen, is the fragrance of your perfumes.Your name is like the perfume poured out. No wonder the maidens love you. Take me away with you. Let us hurry. Let the king bring me into his chambers. We rejoice and delight in you. We will praise your love more than wine. How right they are to adore you. Dark am I, yet lovely. Oh, daughters of Jerusalem.Dark like the tents of Kedar, like the tents curtains of Solomon. Do not stare at me because I am dark, because I am darkened by the sun. My mother's sons were angry with me and made me take care of the vineyards. My own vineyard I have neglected. Tell me, you who are loved, where you graze your flock and where you rest your sheep at midday. Why should I be like the veiled woman beside the flocks of your friends? If you do not know, most beautiful of women, follow the tracks of the sheep and graze your younger goats by the tents of the shepherds. I liken you, my darling, to a mare, harnessed to one, the chariot of Pharaoh. Your cheeks are beautiful with earrings, your neck with strings of jewels. We will make your earrings of gold, studded with silver. While the king was at his table, my perfume spread its fragrance. My lover is to me a sachet of myrrh, resting between my breasts. My lover is to me a cluster of henna blossoms from the vineyard of Engedi. How beautiful you are, my darling. Oh, how beautiful. Your eyes are doves. How handsome you are, my lover. Oh, how charming. And our beds are verdant. The beams of our house are cedars. Our rafts are firs. And this song is called the Song of Songs.
啊，你读它啊，它好像是啊，是追求主的女子和所罗门所预表的主之间的对话或者是对唱。
And it is a love story between this woman loves Solomon and between this woman and King Solomon.
这里面呢讲到这个女子和王之间的关系是进入婚姻之间的关系。
And here talk about the relationship between the woman and the king is a relationship on marriage.
我们受造的人在神的面前因着救赎我们得着极大的特权。
The creatures such like us, when before the Lord, we have a great privilege.
第一个特权呢我们回到神的家中成为神家的儿女我们是蒙恩的罪人。
The first privilege that we were brought back to the house of God, and we were the sinners saved by grace.
我们在父的面前呢，成为他的儿子。
And before the Lord, we were called the son of God.
那么，我们在神的家中或者在神的国度宝座前呢，我们是仆人。
In the house of God or in the kingdom of God, before the throne of God, we were servants.
在侍奉中，若是我们能够明白父神的心意。
In our service, if we know the wills of God,
我们就不再是仆人，我们是朋友，跟主之间是朋友。
And we are no longer just servant, but we're a friend with God.
你就看见这些关系啊，一步比一步啊，与主之间就更亲近。
And you can see that the relationship is advanced, closer and closer.
但是呢，那最高最亲近的关系就是成为主的配偶。
And the highest relationship between us and God is to become the
the spouse of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
我们知道，在创世纪第二章里面讲到人类的第一个婚姻。
And we know that in chapter 2 of the Genesis, talk about the first marriage of mankind.
神就借着亚当和夏娃表达一个极大的奥秘，那个奥秘讲着基督与教会。
And through the relationship between Eve and Adam, they talk about that this is a great mystery, is representing Christ and the church.
所以保罗在以弗所书第五章里面讲到婚姻的时候，他说：“我讲到一个，这是极大的奥秘，乃是基督与教会。”
And when Paul talk about this in Ephesians chapter 5, he talks that this is a great mystery, is about the Christ and the church.
我们想想啊，我们本来是受造的，又是堕落的族类，跟神是毫无份无关的人。
Let's think about this. We were used to be the creation, has nothing to do with God.
但是父神在他爱子的救赎里面。
But because of the redemption of his beloved son,
他要把我们一步一步的带到与他最亲密的关系，最后是完全合而为一的关系。
And in the redemption,In this redemption that we brought closer and closer until to the extent that we are one with him.
那个合而为一的关系就从雅各书他的经历所表达出来，他的过程和结果。
And this oneness is represented in this Song of Songs.
这一卷书非常的特别。
And this book is a very special book.
上次我们已经稍微提到一点。
So last time we mentioned a little bit.
我再稍微做一点点的开头的简介。
And I want to do a little bit of introduction here.
这一篇这一首歌呢是非常个人。
And this song of song is very personal.
我们每一个蒙救赎的儿女，若是有一天被主的爱摸到
，And if we are touched by the love of God,
我们尝到他的甘甜，看见他的荣美
，And if we taste his goodness, his sweetness, and we saw his goodness,
我们开始之间，我们开始了。起来愿意用自己一生的时间和精力追求认识他。
And we're willing to rise up, use our whole life to know him.
而这个追求认识他是一个新的操练 ,a heart, an exercise of our heart. 不是一个 new, 不是一个新那个新。
This is the exercise of a heart.
我们因为我们要用我们的心去爱主，去与主交通，建立那亲密的关系。
Because we have to use our hearts to practice how to fellowship with the Lord.
在这个追求的里面呢，我们开始一步一步的更认识我们的主是怎样的一位主。
In this kind of pursuit, we gradually know.Who the Lord really is.
其中的每一个经历都是个人直接与主相交而得着的。
And every experience is the direct fellowship with the Lord.
但是在什么环境中得着的呢？
What kind of environment that we get this experience?
我们从第一章就看见是在众弟兄姊妹中间，是在教会中得着。
And in the first chapter, we saw this experience can be only gained among the brothers and sisters, is among the church.
所以今天有很多读雅歌的人呢，他就离开了弟兄姊妹或者个人的单独的去追求主，他不会明白雅歌的。
And some people try to read this book in only a personal perspective, and they do not understand.
这是主给我们每一个人的恩典。
And this is the grace that the Lord gave every one of us.
主希望每一个蒙救赎的儿女，最后都达到与主完全的合而为一。
And with Him and
we you 请魏君你的麦克风被关掉。
So the Lord's intention is make us be united with Him.
We come in union with Christ. 这是每一个基督徒将来在永世里面，我们都得着这个福分。
And one day in the eternity, that we will gain all this.
而这一个 union 呢，在人间。只能用婚姻的关系来描写。
And this union can be only described with this marriage in nowadays.
那么因着这样子与主，我们在生命中操练我们的心呢，就产生出这一首美丽的歌。
And because our love for the Lord, that we practice this devotional life, then this song will sting in our heart.
所以我们读雅歌的时候啊，请少用一点头脑，多用一点心。
So every time when we read this book of the Song of Songs, we should use less our brain, use more our heart.
像刚才我们唱那首诗歌啊，我说我心中真是爱慕的耶稣，求主加给我们这个爱慕。
And just like the song we just sung, in our heart we love our Jesus.
我们知道在圣经里面呢，用女性来说到教会和每一个信徒。
And we know that in Bible that the Bible uses female to describe the believers.
像在马太福音二十五章里面讲到十个童女，那是指着每一个基督徒做的，蒙恩得救的人做的。
And just like Matthew 25, it described there's 10 virgins.
这个童女说出。我们向着主那个心的单纯和贞洁。
And this ten virgin represents our the purity, our pure heart with the Lord.
在路加福音十八章里面讲到有一个寡妇，她到一个不义的官面前去求伸冤。
And in Luke chapter 18, talk about a widow go to the governor.To ask for the justice.
那是指着神的儿女们，还有教会，向着世界的态度，我们像寡妇一样。
And this represent our attitude of the believers towards the world.
世界不是我们的依靠。
The world is not our dependence.
我们的心在主那里。
Our heart is at the Lord.
世界也不是我们的家。
The world is not our home.
世界不是我们的盼望。
The world is not our hope.
世界也不是我们的喜乐。
The world is not our joy.
反过来，这世界呢，反而是逼迫寡妇的。
And on the contrary, this world.Actually, is the one that persecuted this widow.
那么第三方面呢，我们看见在启示录第十九章里面讲到的，教会乃是羔羊的心腹。
So in Revelation chapter 19, talk about the church is the bride of the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹们，若是我们蒙恩得救，在主面前。对这个真理 我们有了一点认识。
So if we before the Lord have the understanding of those truths,
我们心中有这样的定义，我们要向着主存这样的态度。
People have a devotional heart towards the Lord.
那我们可以开始来读啊，这个雅歌书。
Then we can start to read this Song of Songs.
啊，当然上个礼拜我和弟兄姊妹交通的。我们已经学会了每天有一段时间单独的与主相会来亲近主。
And last week we talked about the devotional time of personal devotional time.
我这一次要和弟兄姊妹用一个方法，我不去解经。
And this time I will use this method. I'm not going to explain the Bible.
除非有特殊的需要啊，我不会去讲历史的背景，也不会去讲一些客观的东西。
Unless there's need, I will not go into the background, the historical background or the special experience.
Or only touching objective knowledge.不是我盼望我们能够从生命从心里面一同来读一读雅歌书。
I hope we read this book, use our heart.
它会是比较主观的，所以请弟兄姊妹哈，先能够有这样一个，我做一个声明。免得大家说啊，可能我们灵异解经或者我没有意思来解经啊，我只是交通了读雅歌书，主怎样引导我们追求认识他。
So I will have a disclaimer here. I'm not going to do the theologically explaining this book, but very subjectively we.
这首歌是所罗门所写的歌。
And this is Song of Songs was written by Solomon.
在圣经里面，这可能是第四首歌。
And probably this is number four songs.
第一首歌呢，是在出埃及记十五章，摩西他们的救赎的歌。
So the first song happened in the Exodus chapter 15, that when Moses sang the songs of salvation.
当他们过了红海，摩西写了一首歌。
After the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, Moses wrote this song.
那么，当摩西要离开世界的时候，他也写了一首歌。
And when Moses left this world, he also wrote another song.
记载在《生命记》第三十二章。
And that was in the Deuteronomy, chapter 32.
那么第三首歌呢，是在《士师记》第五章。
And the third one is in Judges, chapter 5.
啊，我们知道那是。底波拉他们胜过了这个夏所王拉宾呢，底波拉和巴拉作歌来称颂神。
And that was written by Deborah and Barak.
Deborah.
They victory over the king of Hazor.
那么我相信呢，在以色列民族的里面呢，除了这前面讲的这三首歌以外，还有很多的歌。
We know that in Israel's history, besides those songs, there's many songs.
但是所罗门写了雅歌以后，他就称这个歌叫做歌中之歌。
When after Solomon wrote this song, he called it the Song of Songs.
这是在歌的境界上面达到了最高点。
And this is the highest form of these sounds.
啊，有人讲这个在中文叫做绝唱。
In Chinese, they will call this the Di Song.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，神把这首歌赐给每一个蒙救赎的儿女。
And thank the Lord that He gives this song to everyone who was saved.
他盼望这首歌呢，引导我们认识主。
And the Lord wants to use this song to lead us to know Him.
啊，也借着这首歌，叫我们的主的心得着满足。
And through this song, that we can satisfy the heart of the Lord.
第二节他说，愿他用口与我亲嘴。
And verse 2 says, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
因你的爱情比酒更美。
For your love is more delightful than wine.
我们看呢，这第二节开始就是这个追求王，或者今天呢追求主的基督徒对主发出的祷告和心愿。
And actually, this is the verse that the beloved said to the king. This is representing all the believers or hearts towards the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主面前祷告的生活非常重要。
Brothers and sisters, it's very important for us to have a prayer life in front of the Lord.
我们怎么祷告啊，也非常的重要，或者说更重要。
And how do we pray? This is even more important.
我们不仅要祷告，而且我们知道怎么祷告。
We not only know we need to pray, but we know how to pray.
我记得我年轻的时候带领我的年长姊妹。
I remember when I was young, there was a leading sister.
她常常听我们祷告以后，她说呢，弟兄姊妹，不要光为事情祷告啊。
And after she heard our prayer,He said, brothers and sisters, do not just pray for the matters.
我们说为什么不要为事情祷告呢？事情很重要啊。
And we ask, why not? This is all important.
这位老姊妹啊，年长姊妹告诉我们说，是很重要，但是主比那个更重要。
And the elder sister told us, the matters are matters are important, but the Lord is more important.
所以我们问他该怎么祷告。
Then we ask how do we pray?
他说弟兄姊妹要为你自己能够认识主祷告。
And she answered that we need to pray for ourselves to know the Lord.
这一个追求主的基督徒，他第一个祷告就摸到主的心。
And this devotional believer, the first prayer touched the heart of the Lord.
他说愿他用口与我亲嘴。
And here says, let him kiss me with his kisses.
因为你的爱情比酒更美。
For your love is more delightful than wine.
弟兄姊妹，一个尝到主爱的人，他就盼望跟主更亲近。
Brothers and sisters, one who tasted the love of the Lord, it is his desire to be closer to the Lord.
我们怎么会尝到主的爱呢？
How do we taste the love of the Lord?
我曾经有一次去请教一位主的年老的仆人。
One time I asked the elder brother.
我问他啊，弟兄啊，我该怎么准备传福音呢？
I asked the brother, says, how should I prepare myself to preach the gospel?
他听了以后他就笑，他说我年轻的时候我也去问过别人同样的问题。
And he laughed.He said, when I was young, I also asked the other people the same question.
我问他，你去问谁呢？
He said, who did you ask?
他说我去问宋尚杰弟兄。
So I went to ask John Sun.
我问那宋弟兄怎么说呢？
I said, what did John told you?
他说宋尚杰弟兄告诉我说，你啊，如果是不被主耶稣的爱充满，你就不要上台去传福音。
And Brother John answered that unless you are filled with the love of Christ,
should... 这个答案很简单，是不是？
It's very simple.
我那天听了，我就问他，那我怎么被主的爱充满呢？
Then I will ask, how do I be filled with the love of the Lord?
这位弟兄啊，那天就很严肃告诉我，他说：“弟兄，你平时生活中要天天到十字架的底下。”
And he told me seriously, he said, "Brother, you need to come to the cross every day, beneath the cross."
来思想他为什么被挂在。
To think about why he was hanging up there.
来看他在被挂在上面是他如何牺牲他的自己。
To look how he was hung because he sacrificed himself.
他说你常常这样思想，圣灵就把父的爱浇灌在你的心里。
He told me that if we think these things are often, that the Lord will pour down His love to us.
这个王如果是代表基督的话
，If this king represents Christ,
弟兄姊妹们，基督对我们的爱，我们最先尝到的是他救赎牺牲的爱。
Then, brothers and sisters, the first love we taste the love of the Lord is the love of redemption.
我听过一个年纪老迈的弟兄做见证。
I heard a brother, elder brother to testify.
他说他17岁的时候听见福音。
And he told us that he heard the good news at the age of 17.
他得救了以后，有一次听一位主的仆人讲，我们得救就被带到至圣所的施恩座前。
One time he said, after we've been saved, that we were brought to the mercy seat in the Holy of Holies.
你到了施恩座前，第一个感觉是什么呢？
What is our feeling if we come to the mercy seat?
他问在座所有的弟兄姊妹，你第一个感觉是什么呢？
And the brother asked everyone there, said, what is your first feeling?
这位年长弟兄讲，他信主以后听一个主的仆人讲，第一个感觉就是我蒙了何等样的怜悯。
And the first feeling we know that is what the mercy that the Lord gave to us.
主向着我是何等的同情，何等的宽恕，何等的接纳。
How merciful, how compassionate, O Lord.
这是我们对主的爱最新鲜也最先领会的，是这个爱。
And this is the most, direct love that the Lord gave to us.
然后呢，我们在生活中，我们祷告，主听祷告，甚至超乎我们所求所想的，我们做儿女享受主做牧人父神做父亲那样的爱。
Then we also tasted that when we pray, he answered our prayAnd it's like a father answered the request of a child.
那么再接下去 Then we grow. 我们开始学习服事。
Then we grow. And then we learn how to serve.
我们发现我们的主他真是好的主人。
Then we discover how good this Lord is our master.
他是 good master. 他对我们何等的良善，何等的恩慈。
He is a good master. He is merciful. He is kind towards us.
弟兄姊妹，这都是主各方各面的爱。
And this is all the aspects of the God, Lord's love.
我们发现主的爱是何等的神圣，何等的亲切。
And we'll discover how holy His love is, and how personal His love is.
但是有一天呢，可能圣灵把基督钉十字架活化在我们里面。
However, one day that the Spirit will reveal the crucifixion of the Lord.
我们才发现主的爱远远超过我们所领会的。
And then we'll discover that the Lord's love is surpassing everything we understand.
那这个爱临到的时候，我们里面会有一个火热的感觉，会有一个甜蜜的感觉，这个是被吸引的。
When we realize this, in our heart, we will have a fervent love.And have a sweet feeling towards the Lord.
今天小朋友啊，如果爸爸妈妈带他祷告，教他祷告，大家都会怎么称呼主耶稣呢
？And when we teach our kids to pray, how we teach the kids to call the Lord?
大家会说 ，Dear Lord Jesus.
And we all say, Dear Lord Jesus.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Dear Lord Jesus,
我有一次跟一位美国弟兄交通。
One time I have fellowship with an American brother.
他年轻的时候被主得着，他信主了。
He was saved when he was young.
他本来是在美国海军服务的。
And he used to serve in U.S. Navy.
后来他退伍了以后。
After he was retired from the Navy,
he was discharged from military service. 他就去读神学院，他要侍奉主，因为他爱主。
And after he was discharged from military, he went to the cemetery because he loved the Lord.
Seminary. 他 Bible school. 他做了牧师。他每次称呼主的时候都是 Christ Jesus, my Lord.
And he loved the Lord, and he every time he called the Lord is Christ Jesus, my Lord.
他说呢，主耶稣对他来讲是坐在天上宝座上的君王啊，他进去的时候都要很恭敬的、正式的称呼他做 Christ Jesus, my Lord.
And He recognized the Lord is the Lord on the throne. So every time he is very called the Lord with respect.
但是有一天他在开车的时候
But one day when he was driving,
忽然之间他感觉到主的同在临到他。
And suddenly he felt the presence of the Lord.
他没有办法好好的把握住那个方向盘，里面有个感动说把车停下来去祷告。
And he felt that he cannot control the car anymore, and he felt inside saying that you should stop the car and pray.
他就顺服这个感动了，把车 pull over 到一个安全的地方。他停下来，他才刚刚把熄火，趴在那方向盘上面，想要跟主说话。
And so he pulled over, and when he turned off the engine.Just about to speak to the Lord.
主的灵呢，从天上浇灌下。
And the Spirit of the Lord was pouring down from heaven.
以前那位坐在宝座上救赎的主耶稣，现在进到他的心里面。
And the Lord used to sit on the high above on the throne. Now he entered into his heart.
他告诉我说，他不知道那天在车上祷告了多久， 又歌又又流泪又笑又喜乐，然后他从那个以后呢，每次想到主耶稣都是甜美的 ，Dear Lord Jesus。
And he doesn't know how long he spent that day, but ever since, every time he thought about the Lord, he feels the sweetness in his heart. It's his dear Lord Jesus.
他告诉说，伯弟兄，这绝对不是美国人天天喊 sweetheart 啊，天天喊 darling 那种 casual 的称呼。对我来讲，是真的。
He said, Brother Bo, for sure.It's not like what the American always say, sweetheart, darling, but it's dear Lord Jesus.
他说从那次以后，每一次他一想到主耶稣，他的眼睛就湿的，他的心就是火热。
So since then, every time he thought about Jesus, his heart is burning.
一个尝过主爱滋味的人。
And this is the person who tasted the love of the Lord.
他说呢，你的爱情比酒更美。
And that's the person can say that your love is more delightful than wine.
酒会叫人陶醉。
And the wine can make people happy.
啊，但是呢，主的爱比那个酒叫我们陶醉的更深。
But the Lord's love is more delightful than the wine.
这是一个追求主的人开头的一个祷告。
And this is the beginner's prayer, for those who start to devote to the Lord.
那么一个要更多尝到主，更多活在主爱中的人，他有一个愿望说，愿主用口与他亲嘴。
And the person who devoted to the Lord,He will have a desire that wanted the Lord to kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有被主亲过？这是非常近的，是真正的接触的，摸到。
I don't know, brothers and sisters, have you been kissed by the Lord? It is so close, and you can touch it.
这个亲嘴哈，在希伯来。原文有一个意思就是被摸到。
And the kisses in the Hebrew has another meaning, is being touched.
我想我们蒙恩得救，如果蒙光照，啊，我们好像就是被父神亲我们的脖子一样。
And we know that if we be enlightened by the Lord, is we kissed by the Lord.
We are convicted by the Holy Spirit. Then we feel like a prodigal son. The Father kisses us in our neck. 我们的景象本来向着神是刚硬的，我们是坚持自己的，现在变得柔软。
Our neck used to be stiffened, and but now it becomes soft.
弟兄姊妹。我们尝过一点这个，我们就巴不得主和父神常常亲我们。
If we taste a little bit of that, we know that the Lord our Father often kisses us.
啊，这是一个尝到主耶稣的爱的人，他心中第一个愿望。
And this is the one who loved by the Lord.The first desire is to be kissed.
被主摸过以后
After the touch of the Lord,
主与他亲嘴，主的爱情显在这个基督徒的心里面的时候
And the Lord will kiss this believer, and the love of the Lord will reveal in his heart.
他开始闻到这王的香气，就是他膏油的馨香。
And then we can start to smell the fragrance of the perfume.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这都讲到一些属灵的经历。
And this is all talk about the spiritual experience.
历世历代有许许多多的人呢被主这样摸到， 他们就爱慕主自己。
Over the ages, many brothers and sisters were touched by the Lord, and they have this kind of experience.
我们知道，在出埃及记第三十章里面讲到那个圣膏油该怎么制作。
We know that in Exodus chapter 30, talk about how to make the ointment.
The holy ointment, 啊。那它至少有五种的这个材料。
There at least there's five different spices.
我们知道这五种材料所代表的都是从圣灵中显出基督的性格。
And these five spices all represent the characters of Christ.
基督的特性
The characters of the Christ.
若是我们在自己认识主的经历上看见或闻到主的香气和荣看见他的荣美闻到他的香气
In our experience, we can see his beauty and also smell the fragrance.
我们怎么可以每天享受呢
？How can we enjoy the Lord every day？
最容易也最直接的方式，就是我们平时生活中呼喊主的名。
The easiest and the most direct way is to call upon His name。
所以刚才聚会前，我听到有弟兄。提说今天我们唱这个耶稣耶稣我的性命
and before the meeting and we heard a brother suggest to sing this song Jesus Jesus my life
他说因为爱的缘故求你原谅我一天把你的名字呼喊一千遍
So, because of love, that excuse me, I call your name 1,000 times a day.
弟兄姊妹，如果你进入婚姻了，你跟你的配偶谈恋爱、做朋友的时候，你是不是天天想他的名字？因为你想他的名字，好像就想这个，他就在你眼前一样，在你心中一样。
Just like if we fall in love at the very beginning, that we love somebody.And we always think about that person. Every time we think about that person, we call that person's name. It seems this person is just in front of us.
如果你盼望你的婚姻啊，越过越美啊，要常常回想开头那个甜美的感觉，要常常回到那个情况里。
And if you want your marriage to be sweeter every day, you need to go back to the original, the first love.
基督徒啊。我们跟主之间的交往会起点上面有一个点就是你一听着别人讲主耶稣的名我心里就砰砰的跳因为那是我的最爱
And you know, as a believer we need to have this initial point is when we first hear the Lord's name that our heart start jumping
主的名好像倒出来的膏油
And his name is like the perfume poured out.
我们知道膏油装在瓶子里面很宝贵，但是人闻不到它的香气。
We know that perfume is very precious, but if you eat inside the jar, you cannot smell it.
但是它倒出来了以后呢，它就是开放的，是非常容易经历的。
But when the perfume poured out.It is open and it is very easy to experience.
弟兄姊妹，你是不是已经走过这个阶段了？我记得我年轻的时候，一想到主啊，真的，一有空，只要一单独下来，我心里面就呼喊主耶稣，主耶稣。到现在，我碰到事情了，我还是这样。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you have such experience that every time we think about the Lord that we call His name and we feel the sweetness in our heart.
你知道我们一起来聚会
When we come to meet together
不论是在现场或者在线上。
No matter is physical or virtually.
如果弟兄姊妹被主的爱吸引，大家都在那里亲近主，呼喊主的名，那属灵空气完全不一样。
If we are all drawn by the Lord, and the spiritual, the atmosphere will be totally different.
为什么呢？那个空气里面呢，就有主的馨香，有基督的香味出来。
If we have the desire, the fragrance of the Lord will fill us.
如果大家的心呢都在事情上面，当然我的事情也该做哈。如果大家都去聊天，等到聚会了，唱诗歌了，你发现心里面是冷冷的。
And if we begin at the beginning of the meeting, and everybody is just talking about the matters.And when the meeting really started, we felt that our hearts are cold.
在这里我们看见这一个童女啊，她尝到了主的香，闻到了主的香气。
But this maiden here, he smelled the fragrance of the Lord.
而且对她来讲，享受主的香气啊，一点都不难，就在她的口中，在她的心里面，她会。思念主，会呼喊主的名。
And for this maiden, it is not difficult to enjoy the Lord because it's right there, and she can feel him and she can smell him.
很可惜啊，这种的操练现在在神儿女们中间失落的很厉害。
Unfortunately, such practice.Is really lost in the believers.
我年轻的时候跟随年长弟兄姊妹啊，我发现我跟他们日常生活在一起，他们时时刻刻都在呼喊主啊主啊。
When I was young, so I know brothers and sisters who knows the Lord. They often practice in their daily life to call the name of the Lord.
这绝对不是一种外面的做法。
And this is not just outwardly.
我在讲这个是心的操练。
And this is the practice of the heart.
The exercise of our heart. 我们的心要摆在主耶稣身上。
And the heart has to be on the Lord.
对不起啊，我讲一点我自己的经验。
Please excuse me that I talk about some of my experience.
我认识我姊妹的时候。
When I know my wife,
我们被正式介绍彼此认识啊，一个礼拜我就跟她讲，你应该嫁给我。
After we were introduced for only a week, I told her directly, we need to get married.
感谢主，她同意了。
I thank the Lord, she said yes.
那么我们那时候我还。是研究生。
At that time, I'm a graduate student.
正忙着提我的博士论文的计划。
I was busy to do my dissertation.
但是我的心已经被他完全的占有了。
And my heart was totally taken by her.
我白天很忙很忙。
And I was very busy in the daytime.
但是我姊妹的影子在我心里面一刻都没有离开过。
But the image of my wife was always with me.
弟兄姊妹们，神的儿女跟主耶稣之间关系可以达到比这个更亲密。
And dear brothers and sisters, that believers' relationship with the Lord can be as closer as this.
这个亲密的关系啊，从我们思念主、呼喊他的名来。
This close relationship is originated from our calling of the name.
刚才我们讲啊，这个追求主的童女，这个基督徒，他个人的经历。结果带来了一群的同伴。
When we talk about the experience of this maiden and the believer, And her devotion to the Lord will bring many companions with her.
他说，所以众童女都爱你。
She said, no wonder the maidens love you.
弟兄姊妹，如果在家中有一个人先被主这样吸引。
And dear brothers and sisters, if one person in one family was devoted to the Lord,
was drawn to the Lord this way, 全家气氛会改变。
And the atmosphere for the whole family will change.
如果一个聚会有几位弟兄姊妹有这样的新的操练。
And in a meeting, if several brothers and sisters to practice this way.
聚会的属灵空气会改变。
The atmosphere of the whole meeting will be changed.
弟兄姊妹里面对主的领受会变得丰富。
And receiving of the brother and sister from the Lord will become rich.
这个改变是什么呢？
What is
每一个蒙恩得救的人都像童女一样变得单纯，变得贞洁，而且爱主。
And every believer will be like the maidens. They are pure, and they are towards the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们这样看呢，今天很多侍奉都走错路了。
And if we look this way, that we see many so-called service is on the wrong path.
我们用音乐，用人工的东西，用各种的方法，用道理，用活动，但是产生不出对主那童女的爱。
And every time we use music, we use reasoning that we cannot generate such desire towards the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，光是第三节、第二节、第三节就够我们经历好多年了。
Brothers, sisters, even the verse 2 and 3, this kind of experience need to take us many years to...
我自己二十多岁的时候就一直活在这一段经历的里面。
And I was living in such experience in my 20s.
弟兄姊妹，一个被主的爱摸到，爱慕跟随主的人呢，会吸引别人一起来跟随主。
So if a person who desires the Lord, this person will attract others to love the Lord.
所以第四节他说啊，愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
And in the verse 4 says, take me away with you, let us hurry.
好像呢，这一个被主吸引的人呢，他就变成一个小小的属灵的带领别人的人，我们用属灵的领袖来称呼他吧。
And since this person who has the desire towards the Lord become a leader among the believers,
真正教会的侍奉，真正好的教会，爱主的教会是这样子建立。
A true spiritual worship or service is originated from this kind of love.
谁爱主，谁被主吸引，他身上就把主的香气，把主的性情流露出来，别人就不是跟这个人，而去跟随主。
Whoever loved the Lord, whoever has the fragrance of the Lord will attract the people to follow the Lord.
所以这一个童女啊，她向主有一个祷告，她说吸引我，我们就要用跑的来跟随你。
So the maiden has such a prayer, take me away with you, let us hurry.
弟兄姊妹们，我们跟随主是用走的呢，还是用嘴巴讲呢，还是用脚来跑呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, when we follow the Lord, do we just use our mouth, or we walk, or we run after Him?
弟兄姊妹，用嘴巴跟随主，就是我们天天去读别人解经的书，然后 copy and paste 讲给别人听，那个叫做用嘴巴跟从。
Follow the Lord with our mouth is like we just look at all the commentary from other people's and we copy paste and we tell other people what other people think.
那走的话不错了，可以跟随主走道路。
And if we can walk, that's pretty good already. We can follow the Lord.
但是这一个追求主的人呢，他觉得走还不够，他要跑，快跑。
But this person who loved the Lord felt the walking is too slow. He needs to, she needs to.
因为主太丰富了。
Because
主太伟大了。我们如果不快跑了，我们得着的太少。
The Lord is so rich, He's so great. If we do not run, we cannot have enough.
所以我年轻的时候啊，那位帮助我们的年长基督徒。
When I was young, the brother who helped us.
That the sister, elderly sister. 他常常讲。好，弟兄姊妹，我是一个跑得很慢的人，所以我求主给我活长一点，啊，因为我学得很慢，我要多一点时间才达到。
She say, I'm a slow person, so I ask the Lord to give me more time, let me live long to know Him.
弟兄姊妹，这个快跑的力量是因为主吸引。
The attraction to run fast is because of the attraction of the Lord.
不是要求。
It's not a request.
也不是别人的这个激励。
It's not other people's encouragement.
弟兄姊妹们，也不是别人刺激，而是真正处在里面的吸引。
It's not the other people's reverie either. It is because the Lord's attraction.
有的时候啊，我碰到有一些弟兄姊妹，他们很忧伤。
Sometimes I met brothers and sisters. They are very worrisome.
Very very sad.
That.
我有好几次去啊，有一个姊妹跟我讲说，伯弟兄，我好难过啊。我问他你难过什么呢
？And a sister told me, brother Bo, I'm very sad. Said for what?
他说我好想爱主，怎么我现在都爱不动了呢
？And she said I want to love the Lord, but I cannot.
怎么好像觉得？一切都只是个责任而已，以前那个喜乐到哪去了呢
？And she felt that everything is about the responsibility. I lost the original, the first love.
她说：“我为我自己的光景，我非常的忧伤。
I'm very sad for my condition.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们能有这种光景啊，主一定吸引我。”让我们更看见他的美丽。以前我们不认识的。
Brothers and sisters, if we have this kind of situation, the Lord will do His work to because before we do not know Him.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道每一个弟兄姊妹你自己信主多少年。
I do not know how long you believe the Lord.
你对主的经历。你是不是已经很满足了？
If you are satisfied with the experience with the Lord,
我们是不是觉得呢？我已经把主认识透了。
And if we already thought that we know inside out of the Lord,
或者另外一面呢？我感觉我今天在主身上发现了一个新的点，是我以前从来都不知道的。
Or today, I found that there's something new on our Lord that I did not know at all.
弟兄姊妹，我们人呢都是一个奥秘，是不是？
And the brothers and sisters, every one of us is a mystery.
我想请问我们在座的做丈夫的弟兄们。
And I want to ask here the husbands.
你真认识你的妻子吗？
You really know your wife?
你是不是把他从里到外都认识透了呢？
Do you know her inside out?
还是你经过好长一段日子发现我的妻子身上有一个美德是我以前天天看我从来没有领会过的。
Or we realize that there's a virtue in our wife that I have never known before.
如果你能这样子认识你的妻子，那你的婚姻一定是很幸福的。
If you know your wife this way, and then you have a happy marriage.
弟兄姊妹们，主吸引我们就是这样，我们要更多的认识基督，你就发现他还在吸引我。我20岁认识的基督，跟今天认识的仍然是那一位，但是度量远远不一样。
And this is our Lord. He attracts us that we follow him, that we gradually understand that the many things I know him for 20 years, even the same Lord, there's some new things every day.
因着有这样的学习和经历
Because of such a learning,
好，我们啊，就要快跑地跟随着。
Then we can run after him.
我们跟主说，主啊，我的年日又短又少。
We would say to the Lord that our day on earth is short and
求主帮助我，吸引我。
May the Lord attract us.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，接下来呢，他不称。你或他了，他称王，就带我进了内室。
And later she did not call him.
She doesn't address him or you, but address as her king. 这个 beloved 变成他的 king， 他所亲爱的哈，是他的王。他进到王的内室。
His beloved becomes her king, and she wants to enter into the his chamber.
弟兄姊妹，这个内室的生活啊，我上个礼拜已经和大家交通了。
So this life in this inner chamber is something we shared last week.
我们可能。在外面的服侍、看望、各方面的活动很多。
And we probably has a lot of outward activities.
但是弟兄姊妹，你有没有有时候感觉呢？这些事情不能满足我们。
But do you feel that often these things cannot satisfy us?
我们需要里面深处的供应。和力量。
We need that the inner supply and strength.
我们每一个人都需要有内室的生活。
And every one of us, we need the life of inner chamber.
这个内室的生活啊，叫我们里面啊，这个滋润，叫我们里面饱足有力。君那边是不是没有？好像他 signal 有问题 ，stop。
好吧，出去你接下去吧。
好，好。先这个内室的生活， 今天在神儿女们中间熟悉的人也不太多了。
As the Christians, we do not understand how to live this inner room life.
Yeah, 我大概十几年前我一直到香港。
About 10 years ago, I went to Hong Kong.
那边一位负责弟兄来接待我。
There was a brother who was in charge that was taking me in.
我跟他有几天在一起生活。
We lived together for a few days.
他跟我说，他说伯弟兄啊，我非常感谢主。
He said, Brother Boar, I really, really appreciate the Lord.
他说这几年呢，你们从北美有另外一位弟兄也到香港来服侍。跟他在一起相处。
For the past couple of years, there has been a brother coming from the North America who's been serving with him.
我问他，你得着什么样的帮助？
I asked him, what type of help did you get from this brother?
他说那位弟兄告诉我说，很简单一件事，你每天早上起来第一件事啊，把你的心摆在主面前，什么事都不要做，就把心归给主。
This brother said something that was so simple that every morning when you wake up, you should give your heart to the Lord.
能，他说你试试看。
He said, just give it a try.
因为在香港的生活是非常忙碌的。
Because life in Hong Kong is quite hectic.
他说我听了他的建议啊，而且有几天每天早上跟他一起安静。
So I followed his suggestion and I had a quiet time with him every morning.
弟兄姊妹，他说过不久啊，他说每次我安静的时候，里面就好像有活水的泉源出来一样。
He said when I was being quiet and doing my quiet time in front of the Lord, I felt there was this spring of living water just flowing out of me.
他说把我整个的生活侍奉都改变。
The living water has changed my entire experience of serving.
他说那个安静的甜美的时刻是我以前从来没有想到的。
The moment of peace and quietness, he said he never imagined that.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个追求主的人一开头他就碰见。
Brothers and sisters, this is a person who's seeking the Lord. He has experienced that.
这个时候，他的主成为他的王了，带他进到王的内室。
And he asked, he had his Lord become his king. He went into the inner room of the king.
那是何等喜乐的一个生活！
How amazing! How grateful!
所以他说，我们必因你欢喜快乐。
So he said, I am happy for you because of you.
他会以主为乐了。
He's happy because of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，主在我们里面变成那个喜乐的泉源，是永流不息的。
The Lord Jesus Christ has become our living water, the source of the living water inside us.
基督徒最好的见证就是有主的喜乐。
The best testimony that we can ever give as a Christian is that has the Lord.
我有一段日子在大学校园里面服侍。
There is a period of time I was serving in the university.
那时候有好多从国内出来的访问学者或者学生来听福音。
There were many visiting scholars and students, international students coming to listen to the gospel.
我记得有一次一个访问学者，他吃饭的时候跟我坐在一起。
I remember this one visiting scholar, we were eating food together one time.
他问我说，你能不能用一句话把基督徒的信仰总结起来告诉我。
Can you summarize using one sentence the faith of your Christian?
我说你这个问题啊，不容易回答。
I said, this is a difficult question to answer.
我不用一句话，我用一个字。
I don't have to use one sentence, I just use one word.
我说喜乐。
Joy.
他就歪过头来看着我，他说你说的是真的。
Can you turn around and look at me and say, is it real?
因为我他说他 what you said is real. 对不起你的那个关掉了。朱弟兄好开始讲。谢谢请说。
He said, what you said is real.
他说因为我看在这里聚会的人每个人背景都不一样但是每一个人里面都有我没有的心。
He said,Everybody here has a different, is under a different background, but everybody has the same joy.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这就是我们开始追求主，主给我们。
Brothers and sisters, this is what we would get if we pursue, if we go after the Lord, if we want the Lord.
这个喜乐怎么来的呢？
How do you get this joy?
主耶稣告诉撒玛利亚的妇人说，凡喝了我所赐的水，就永远不渴。
The Lord told the women in Samaria, whoever has drank this water will never come to thirst again.
他说永远不渴而且这个水在它里面成为活水的泉源直涌到永生。
And this water will become the source of living water until eternity.
我们蒙恩得救可能每一个人都尝过这个活水的泉源喝了。
When we are saved by God, we have tasted this living water before.
但是很多人好像现在都渴了。
But some of us are thirsty again.
为什么渴呢？
Why are we?
因为我们没有内室的生活。
Because we don't have this inner life practice.
基督徒啊，非常容易发现，你看这个人呢，一碰到事情就被事情压倒的，他没有内室的生活。
We've seen some Christian brothers or sisters, every time they meet some, they have some difficulties in life, they'll get crushed. That's a sign of not having inner room practice.
碰见人事不跟他不同的时候，他就发脾气的，他没有内室的时候。
Somebody, if they get angry when there's any opposing opinions or whatnot, that's a sign of not having an inner room practice.
弟兄姊妹，这一个追求主的童女走对了路。
Brothers and sisters, this servant of the Lord has found the true path, the right path.
他说王带我进了内室。
She said, the king has led me to the inner room.
我们什么都可以放下，内室的生活是不可少的。
We can give up everything, anything, but we cannot give up this inner room practice or inner room.
不仅在内室里面，我们尝到主是我喜乐的泉源。
Not only would you would taste the joy, the source of the joy, in the inner room.
我们要更深的体会主的爱情。
We will have a deeper understanding of the love of God.
而且不是他一个人，他说我们要称赞你的爱情。
This is not singular, this is plural, it's multiple.
甚是称赞美酒。
It's like we're praising the wine.
他说他们爱你是理所当然。
He said, "He loved you." That's just, you know, he lived.
刚才我们聚会开始的时候，一位年长弟兄祷告，因为我们的聚会是爱主的教会。
There was an elderly brother who was praying at the beginning of our gathering. May our gathering be the one who loved the Lord.
我们怎么样能够让我们聚会成为爱主的教会？
How can we make our gathering to become one that loves the Lord?
先被主的爱充满。
We need to be filled with the love of God.
那是因为我们有内室的生活。
That's because we do have this practice of inner room.
弟兄姊妹们，所以他们这爱变得非常的自然，理所当然。
So the love becomes very natural. It's almost like a second nature.
我记得有一次我到澳洲去服侍，住在一位弟兄的家里。
I remember when I was in Australia, I was living with a brother at his home.
那一个礼拜呢，是我难忘的一个回忆。
That was such a memorable week of my life.
因为除了聚会或者有时间在他家里，那弟兄我们就一起交通我们对主的认识和学习。
Besides going to conferences.We were just fellowship the entire time about God and the life of God and how we live the life of God.
结果这位弟兄哈，他说了一句话，他说伯弟兄你同不同意？ 要属灵啊，必须是自然啊，你自然才会属灵。
He said something to me. He's a brother board. Do you agree or not? If you want to become spiritual, it has to come naturally. It has to come naturally.
Yeah. He said, spiritual comes naturally. To be natural, then you can be spiritual. If you are natural. 所以他说属灵不是做出来的，是生命里面自然的灵，这叫做理所当然。
So being spiritual, you cannot do it. You cannot do the spiritual. It has to flow out of you as a natural thing.
弟兄姊妹，你看今天啊，在地上的教会对这个点也是失落的非常厉害。
Brothers and sisters, you've probably seen it. The church nowadays has missed this point completely.
好，我今天交通到第四节啊，我盼望我能交通到第七节。到第五节呢，是另外一段的开始。
I have done the first four verses. I was hoping to do till verse seven, but verse five is a new beginning, is a new section.
这一段仍然是这一个追求主的啊，基督徒或者那个童女追求所罗门王他的祷告。
This, from verses five is still the same servant who is loving the King Solomon as the prayer of that.
他向着耶路撒冷的众女子说话。
She was saying that to all the women in Jerusalem.
我们在旧约时代呢，常常用耶路撒冷的众女子来代表整个以色列国。
In the Old Testament era, oftentimes they will use the entire women in Jerusalem to represent the kingdom.
这也代表着我们今天在地上的教会。
This also represents the church in our day.
我们作为所有做同伴的弟兄姊妹。
All our co-laborers in the church.
这一个追求主的女子啊，她开始对自己有一点点的看见。
This lady, this servant, start seeing herself a little bit here.
她说我虽然黑。
Despite me being sort of dark.
却是秀美，如同基达的帐篷，好像所罗门的幔子。
I'm black but lovely, our daughters of Jerusalem like the tent of Kedar, like the curtains of Solomon.
弟兄姊妹，当我们愿意被主吸引以后。
Brothers and sisters, after we want to be drawn to the Lord,
不知道什么时候圣灵开始在我们的身上有了一点的开启和光照。
In a moment, we will have the Holy Spirit shine upon us, the light of the Holy Spirit shine upon us.
这个光照让我们看见自己的本相。
This light will reveal the flesh, to us.
这个童女啊，她可能是一个牧羊女。
This servant, it could be a girl who is herding sheep.
Yeah, shepherdess.
A shepherd.
Yeah, 她因为牧羊啊，所以天天在外面被太阳晒得黑了。
Because she was taking care of the sheep, she became pretty dark.
黑的像那个基达牧羊人的帐篷。我们知道基达是以实玛利的一个儿子。
So,we know that Kedar is the son of Ishmael. She's so dark, she looks like a tent of Kedar.
她是阿拉伯的一个支派，他们是牧羊的。
It's a tribe of Arab. It's a tribe that will shepherd sheep.
所以他们牧羊人在旷野随着水草而居啊，所以他们是住帐篷。
Shepherds usually herd their sheep around.Grass fields, and they will live in the.
那个风沙还有日头啊，雨水啊，所以使得那个帐篷呢就变得黑色。
So from the wears of weather, the sunshine, the wind, the tent will get pretty worn out and dark.
弟兄姊妹，刚才我们讲的类似的经历，对主的名的这个爱慕啊，我们亲近主，这都很好，竟并不代表我们就完全了。
Brothers and sisters, this inner room, the practice of living in an inner room, that's great. Pursuing the Lord, having a great time, you know, having a spiritual with the Lord, that's great. But it's not enough. It's not the whole.
再进一步呢，我们开始看见自己的本相，并不是比别人好，我们其实蛮黑的。
In the next step, we will start to see our true nature. We're pretty dark.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有感觉自己很黑呀、啊、
？Brothers and sisters, have you ever felt that you are somehow flawed?
我一直都认为我脾气很好，直到我进入服侍，我有一天忽然爆炸起来，大家都吓一跳。
I often thought I was a very mellow person for my entire life until I started serving the Lord. One day I completely exploded. Everybody was surprised.
有一段日子我真的不好意思，在聚会里面头都抬不起来，因为我好黑啊。
Brother Ford said he was so embarrassed during the gathering, you know, because he felt so dark.
不要因为这个难过，这是主的怜悯。如果我们不认识自己，我们永远不会改变。
Don't be sad, brothers and sisters. This is the mercy from God. If we don't see ourselves, we'll never change.
他说呢，我虽然黑，但是还是秀美的。
This lady said, "I'm dark but lovely."
这个秀美呢，好像所罗门殿里面的那个幔子一样。
How lovely! I am like the curtain of the Solomon.
那个幔子啊，弟兄姊妹，记得在这个历代志下。
In the Second Chronicles, there was a record of the curtain.
第三章第十四节。
In chapter 3, verses
14. 这个幔子上面呢，绣了基路伯，是用蓝色、紫色、朱红线，还有呢。细麻把它金线绣出来的。
The curtain has embroidered with golden threads and the kilobar and the purple threads and gold threads. So it's
没有关系，弟兄很好。这个说出基督的形象，其实当我们得救的时候。已经恢复在我们里面。
This has showed us when the image of Jesus Christ, when he was born again, the glorified image that's in us.
神的性情还有所有近前的事物都在我们里面。这是彼得在彼得后书告诉我们。
Peter in 2 Peter told us that the nature of Christ and the holiness of Christ is revealed to us after we receive.
所以呢，现在在这个追求主的人身上呢，好像是两个非常不调和的东西摆在一起。
So we can see in this servant who is going after the Lord, this darkness and this beauty, they're not matching.
一面是我们的老我被日头晒黑了。
On one side is our old self.That is super dark.
另外一面呢，是圣灵重生我们的基督的生命在我们里面，基督在我里面做我的生命。
The other half is the life that we receive after we were saved by Jesus Christ. It's beautiful, it's great, it's clean, it's holy.
所以呢，他向他的同伴说，不要因为日头把我晒黑了就轻看我。
So the servant said, "Don't look down upon me because I'm dark from the sun."
弟兄姊妹，有时候我们在侍奉中啊，露出自己的本相，我们就不好意思再服侍了。
Brother sisters, we sometimes may show our old self during our serving.
这个感觉是好的，因为我们觉得自己不配了。
We feel embarrassed. It's good because we feel we're not worthy to serve the Lord.
如果我们还觉得若无其事，那我们就是真需要主的怜悯。
If you don't feel anything, then you need the mercy from God.
但是呢，如果觉得自己不配，我们就消极退后，那不是追求。
If you feel you're not worthy, but you start to re, re, not good.
主在我们身上还是带领我们走正面积极的路。
The Lord is still leading us to this positive, to this positive life.
他说呢，我同母的弟兄向我发怒，他们使我看守葡萄园，我自己的葡萄园却没有看守。
The verse says, my mother's son were angry with me. They made me caretaker of a vineyard, but I have not taken care of my own vineyard.
这是他的解释，我为什么黑呢？因为我去看守葡萄园，我自己心呢，这葡萄园是他的心呢，我却没有好好看守住，我去管别人的事情。
This is her
own, 姊妹，对不起。
This is her own explanation. The vineyard represents her own heart. She was not taking care of her own heart. She was going after other people's matters.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常在侍奉中啊，去修正别人，从来没有自己没学功课，所以弟兄们就轻看你。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes during serving, we often correct others, but we don't learn anything for us.
他现在开始觉醒。
Now she had a great revelation.
在神的家中和弟兄姊妹一起配搭服侍的时候，不是去做别人的老师，去管别人。
So when we are serving with other brothers, your role is not being a teacher of all, to manage others.
而是要先管好自己的葡萄园，自己的心。
We should take care of our own vineyard. We should.
所以说，我们讲雅各书一开头就给我们看见，是操练我们的心。
Therefore, we see at the starting of the Song of Songs.
当我们这样操练心的时候，主就听我们的祷告，主就一步一步的带领我们到他的身旁。
It's us exercising our heart, and when we do that, the Lord will take us step by step going forward.
他说：“我心所爱的，求你告诉我你在何处牧羊。”
So she said, "The ones I love, tell me, oh, you whom my soul love, where do you pasture your flock?"
翔午在何处使羊歇卧？
Where do you make it lie down at noon?
我何必在你同伴的羊群旁边，好像蒙着脸的人？
For why should I be like one who veiled herself beside the flock of your companions?
我们看见这一个追求主的人，他要找到主的羊群。
We see that this servant who's going after the Lord, looking for the herd of the Lord.
从第一世纪以后
after the first century,
当使徒们那些曾经跟随过主的使徒们离开世界以后
after the passions of all the apostles,
后来起来的教会呢，因为对主的认识啊，不是从启示得来的。
The church who came after the apostles, the understanding of it is not from revelation,
而是从人的传统和教导学来的。
It came from the teachings and traditions of men.
所以每一个教导的人，他们就有自己的一群羊。
Therefore, whoever was teaching it, they have their own herd, they have their own group.
所以这一个追求主的女子，她现在想要找到主啊，哪一个聚会真的是你在牧养的那个聚会
？So this servant here was saying, Lord, which one is really your herd? Which one is really your group?
你知道这句话是历世历代许许多多爱主的弟兄姊妹心中的一个问题，一个祷告。
You know, this has been the question for the centuries of all our brothers and sisters. Has been a prayer as well.
我昨天今天呢，准备现在的聚会，读一点过去主的仆人们记载这一段的他们的认识。
As I was preparing for the study for yesterday and today, I was reading some old writings about the section of how others have recorded about that.
约翰卫斯理他就问了一个问题。 哪里是神的真正神的教会呢？
John Wesley asked this question, where is the true gathering of the Lord?
Yeah. 他用了一个很简单，就是 where is the true church of Christ? 弟兄姊妹，每一个都说我们是真的，但是主在那里有没有得着所有人的爱？
Brothers and sisters, everybody said their church is the real one, but did the Lord receive the love at that time?
所以这个女子她说呢，我何必在你同伴的羊群旁边，好像蒙着脸的人。
So the servant said, why do you make a lie up? For why should I be the one who veiled herself besides the flock of your companions?
在旧约时代呢，那些在外面漂流的人，他们因为都是寄居的，所以他们是蒙着脸。
In the Old Testament time, as people were traveling, they were sojourners, that's why they have veils covering their face.
弟兄姊妹，神的儿女们呢，如果我们真心渴慕主，尝过主的滋味，你一定会问主啊，我在哪一个聚会能够长大，能够遇见你，能够与你联合。
Brothers and sisters, if you have tasted the true sweetness of the Lord, you will ask yourself, which church will I grow in? You grow up in you, grow up in the Lord.
我们看见，当他走了一点属灵的道路以后啊，他的第一个问题就是一个非常关键的问题。
As this person, as us have walked the path of the Lord, the first question is the most important question.
其实当主耶稣在地上的时候，
When Jesus is on earth,
主就已经提醒了你们要防备假先知和假教师。
Jesus reminded us that be aware of the fake prophets and the false teachers.
使徒保罗要离开世界的时候，有告诉提摩太说：“你要留意，你知道你是跟谁学的。”
When Paul is about to leave this earth and go meet with the Lord, Paul reminded Timothy, "Remember who have you learned from?"
我们看见今天很多爱主弟兄姊妹啊，好像真的蒙着脸到处漂流，这个聚会去了，去了那个聚会，没有得着安息，生命没有长进。也没有真正灵里的喜乐。
We've seen some brothers and sisters, like a sojourner covering their face, go to this church for a little bit, go to that church for a little bit, and never gain any true happiness. There's no true joy that's in the Lord.
所以这一个问题非常非常重要。
So this question is very, very important.
我们在肉身中做父母亲的。
Us being parents,
我们要 challenge 我们的儿女，你要找一个聚会找到主的。
You should challenge your own children that you need to find a church that you can see the Lord.
盼望他就在我们自己家中，他就找到主。
We will hope that they will find the Lord in our own home.
在我们自己的聚会服事中，他就遇见主。
In our own church that we do, when they serve, they will see the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常重要的问题。
Brother and sister, this is an extremely important question.
我儿子读大学的时候，
Well, my son was in college.
我希望他去好好聚会。
I was hoping he can take the gathering seriously.
他说他很忙。
He said he's super busy.
所以我每次去 Houston 呢，去聚会，我都不太好意思。弟兄姊妹都说，伯弟兄啊，你儿子好忙啊，好久没有来聚会了。
Every time I visited Houston, I was very embarrassed because our brothers in that church said, Brother Porter, his son is very busy. We haven't seen him in a while.
等到他后来出来工作了。
Then he graduated and got a job.
我们也希望介绍他去一个聚会，他去两次就不去了。
We were hoping to introduce him to a church. However, he went there twice and never went again.
后来问他你有没有聚会，他说我有聚会。
I asked him, did you go to church on Sunday? He said, yeah.
他告诉我他去的聚会他们也拨饼。
He said the church they go to also have Lord's table on Sunday.
但是过了一段日子， 主在他里面摸他一下。
But after a while, the Lord touched him.
他回到主面前。
He came back to the Lord.
他才告诉我说，他以前参加那些聚会都是活动。
The churches he attended back then was all activity.
都是做法。
They were all action.
都是 friendship.
Friendship.
不是 fellowship.
It was not fellowship.
弟兄姊妹们，我们进到雅歌，我们才懂得什么叫做 fellowship.
Brothers and sisters, when we start reading the Psalm song, and we start to understand what fellowship.
就是你跟随过主耶稣，他也跟随过主耶稣，我们每个人都讲跟随主的经历，那个叫做 fellowship.
You share your experience that how you met the Lord. I share my experience. That's fellowship.
是主在你我身上的工作，我们有交通。
Because of the Lord, the work of the Lord in all of us, we can have a fellowship.
而不是我们同年纪，我们生活环境一样，我们喜欢去玩的、去吃的都一样，所以我们就那是 friendship.
It's not because of we're the similar age, we like the same food, we are living in the same environment. That's called friendship.
我的时间到了，第八节开始啊，是这个王，好，这位被追求的主，他对这个女子的一个评价。
My time is up. However, chapter section 8.Verses 8, starting with the Lord who's being pursued by the servant,
evaluation of the virgin.
The virgin.
主对我们现在属灵光景到什么主非常欣赏我们。
How does the Lord like our current situation?
而且主很会鼓舞我们跟随他往前。
Lord, know how to encourage us to move forward with Him.
我想我今天就停在第七节。
So let's stop at verse 7 for today.
雅歌一共有八章。
There are eight chapters in the Song of Solomon.
我跟杨玉弟兄还有跟如明弟兄交通了，我要求讲十六次。
I was communicating with co-laborers of both church. I was hoping to speak for 16 times.
每一章呢，我讲两次。
Every chapter, I hope to speak twice.
那么弟兄姊妹们呢，在聚恩会大家可以分享，可以交通，也抓住机会去学习。
After our session, we'll have a separate fellowship. I encourage you to just.
希望我们借着这一卷书，我们找到亲近主的路。
I hope that through this book we can find our path to come.
我讲一点最后一点感觉的话。
Let's speak a little bit of our feeling.
旧约里面有一个人是做我们这个时代基督徒的一个榜样。
There is one person in the Old Testament that was such a good example of our Christians for today.
就是创世纪里面的以诺。
That person is Enoch in Genesis.
他在65岁的时候生了第一个儿子。
He had his first son when he was 65.
在那一次的经历里面，他一定得着一个非常特别的启示。
He must gain some very special revelation from the Lord during.
他看见主耶稣神子人子要回来，带着千万的圣子回来审判全地。
He saw the Son of the Lord is coming back to this with tens of thousands of whole with this believers to judge the whole nation.
他就开始羡慕啊，跟随主。
Then he was following the Lord. He was
与神同行300年，并且生儿养女。
He was walking with God for 300 years, and he has son and daughter.
他这样子。追求主啊，跟随神呢，300年，他成熟了，他就被接到荣耀里面，他没有见肉身的死亡。
He because of his pursuing his following of God for 300 years, he became mature. He never met death. He was ascended.
我们知道主耶稣快要回来。
Brothers and sisters, we know that our Lord Jesus Christ is coming.
在他脚踏在橄榄山之前，前三年半，地上有一件事情叫做背起。
Before Jesus Christ set his foot on Mount Olive, there was this thing called ascension.
以诺怎样被 raptured?
A rapture.
啊，那么呢，再过可能不要几多少，啊，可能只有三年多一点时间呢，背起的事情要发生。
Maybe in 3 years or more, we will see rapture coming.
以诺与神同行300年成熟，我们还有3年可以成熟。
Enoch became mature after 300 years of training. We have 3 years.
那么这时候来读雅各书啊，帮助我们快快成熟，快跑跟随主。
Let's read the Song of Songs together. Let's become mature faster.
不要放松。
Don't relax.
求主用他的爱吸引我。
We ask our Lord to draw us near Him.
用他的美丽吸引我。
From His beauty to draw us near Him.
用他的喜乐充满我。
To fill us with His joy.
我为什么说不到三年半？
How come I say it's not for three?
我们知道，在但以理书第9:27里面讲到最后的七年。
We know in the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 27, talking about the last 7 years.
我们怎么知道那最后的七年开始了呢？
How do we know if the last 7 years has started?
主用他的话给我们看一个证据。
The Lord gave us the evidence.
他说在一期之内，就是一期开始的时候，啊，他要与多国结盟。
In the beginning of the first seven,he will become aligned with multiple nations.
Yeah, many countries.
Many countries.
啊，弟兄姊妹，现在这个情况已经出现在中东了。
We are seeing that in the Middle East.
从1948年以色列复国以后，他周围的国家没有一个国家承认他的。
Since 1948, Israel being rebuilt, no country has recognized Israel.
在1973年以后呢？这个埃及承认了，还有就是约旦承认，其他都不承认。
Since 1973, Egypt and Jordan recognized Israel. No other nation has done that.
但是今年呢，我们看见阿拉伯国家开始跟以色列签合约了。
But in this year, we start seeing Arabic countries are signing agreements with Israel.
如果那个就是那个讲的，他必与多国结盟了。那一期就已经开始，最后的七年已经开始。
If we're saying that if that's the beginning of the first seven, then the first seven is starting.
那等到这七三年半，哪一天我们不知道，那日子那时辰在父那里，但是一定会发生。
We don't know on which day and what time that the day is the control of God, but we know.
求主吸引我们。
So we ask the Lord to draw us near Him.
快跑跟随他。
Run faster to follow Him.
以诺用300年成熟，我们用3年快快成熟。
Enoch became mature after 300 years of training. Let's use.
愿主祝福他的话，我们有一些祷告，好吗
？We ask the Lord to bless His word.
请弟兄姊妹们可以顺着圣灵的带领祷告。祷告的时候，请打开麦克风。
亲爱的主，我们心里满了的敬拜，主啊，我们感谢你，你爱我们的爱，主啊，不仅在十字架上显明，并且借着圣灵来显明在我们的心中。主啊，今天我们实在是在从心里向你呼求，主啊，愿你来吸引我们，让我们就能够快跑来跟随你。
是的，主，你说虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。主，你怜悯我们的贫穷，你亲自来充满我们。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿
门。
阿门。
阿
门。是的，亲爱的主， 我们的时日已不多，你来的日子近。主啊，真的求你用你的爱吸引我们，让我们快跑得跟随你，不叫我们再浪费光阴，不叫我们真是在地上啊，在浪费我们的时间，让我们真是每天要紧紧抓住于你啊，进入类似于你连结的时间，与你有更深的交通。谢谢主，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门，
阿门。
谢谢你，谢谢你给我们晚上这么好的时间，能够聆听你的话语在你的里面。我们真是感谢你那么大的对我们的这么多的怜悯，让我们能够看到自己的本相，常常得罪你。我们真是每天活在你的里面，常常跟你有相聚的时间。谢谢你，感谢你保护我们的基督圣灵。
Yes, Lord, thank you. We are dark, but you love us, Lord. If we are dark, that you still have compassion, have patience with us. Lord, we ask you to have mercy on us, to really put the desire in our heart. We want to rise up to follow you, Lord. Lord, you attract us. May you draw us.That we can run after you, Lord. Father, help the hours. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 主，我们来到你的面前，我们常常看到自己那所谓黝黑的一面，有的时候自己看自己还是有着就是属血气的那样的不好的地方。我来到有时候静下心来就会想说，连我这样的人都会被你拣选。但是主啊，你记得你那创世以来就有的爱啊，把自己的独生爱子赐到我们这个世上，叫他降世为人，为我们流血舍命去洗净我们的罪。主啊，我们为何不认认真真去跟随你？为何不认认真真去在心里面去学习你的话？是吧？有的时候看到你在门外敲门，我们有时候视而不见。有的时候要知道要去做这做那，要去静下心来，要去与你相交，可是又被这世上的世人去缠累。啊，求你怜悯，求你怜悯我们这些就是没有为巴力屈膝的这些人，是吧？求你继续看护我们。带领我们走上这条又新又活的路，告诉我们如何去更好的去服侍你。我们就像弟兄说的一样，时日已经不多，主要我们愿意像以诺一样与你同行，开路。主，我们求你怜悯，真的是怜悯我们这帮弟兄姊妹，和我们往上交通，交到你的手里。看护保守，我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
阿门。
主，我们感谢赞美你，给我们到爱我们。我们也常常想爱你，但是主，我们知道靠着我们自己，主，我们爬起来更选你。啊，就求你常常怜悯你百姓，啊，你开我们的眼，看到你自己在亲手为我们救恩啊，所付的那，对吧？愿意这一个字架活化在我们的面前，愿意这个爱常常抓住我们，常常激励我们，常常约束我们，可以这。来快跑的来，求你来继续的来，祷告奉靠主耶稣基督。
我们感谢你， 把这首歌中之歌赏赐给你的教会，赏赐给每一个爱慕盼望与你同心同行的人。亲爱的主啊，我们虽然想要爱你，但是我们常常被自己、被环境、被事物所牵绊。主，所以我们求你吸引我们，求你用口与我们亲嘴，因为你的爱情比酒更美，得着我们的全人，得着我们的全心。主啊，在这条追求你、跟随你的路上，主啊，我们相信你会一路的引领，你会一路的扶持，你也会一路的光照，并且启示你的自己在我们。我们为着今天晚上我们能够开始读雅歌，我们把满心的感谢赞美献给你。愿你借着你的话语祝福每一颗心，愿你借着你的话语引导每一个人。主啊，愿你借着圣灵做工在每一个家中。主啊，愿你的同在，愿你的自己成为我们的爱慕，成为我们的满足，成为我们称颂赞美的题目。谢谢你与我们同在，我们这样感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
阿门。弟兄姐妹们，我们因着时间的缘故，我们。